Do you want to just talk for a minute about your role and what you do in Global Libraries?
Mm-hmm. I work with the Global Libraries Initiative at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and its mission is relatively straightforward, and that is to improve people's lives by providing access to the internet and computers in public libraries in transitioning and developing countries. It grew out of our work in the U.S. library program. We're starting in 1997, we had an effort to connect all U.S. libraries to the internet so that they could provide free access for their users. We believe very strongly that libraries play a central role in individual and community development because they allow users to access information that is directly of interest and of benefit to them in areas such as education, health, economic development, culture, governance, and even basic communication. So we work to support libraries that have initiatives to connect their libraries to the internet, and we work to try to strengthen the entire library environment so that that access is supported and maintained and sustained.
So do the libraries actually make proposals themselves to you guys and you help them with that, or do you sort of...
We like to work on a wider scale than individual libraries. We think that what's important and what the Gates Foundation can do is really play a role in a fundamental shift in the library of a country. So we like to work on a scale that is anywhere between 500 and 3,000 libraries. Anywhere between 300 and 3,000 libraries. And we look to find a partner that will be integrated into this effort in the planning and then the implementation and the long-term sustainability of it. So we look at countries that we see a need and a readiness in a country to connect their libraries and a real interest from the library community itself. We look for a government that has made information access of its citizens a priority. We look for countries that have an infrastructure, a library infrastructure, and a technical infrastructure that can support that work. And we really look to places where there are training and content opportunities as well. So to date, we've worked in, after we worked in our program in the U.S., we worked with Canada, we worked with Chile and Mexico. We now have 6 grantee countries in Eastern Europe. So Bulgaria, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, Romania, and Ukraine, and we're starting work in Vietnam and Botswana.
That's amazing. You say global, it really is. It really is global. How do you weigh up the merits of a proposal? So if a country comes to you, how involved are you in actually weighing up if they're ready? Okay. If they're ready, or?
Well, we always make sure that we have a chance to do a site visit and really sit down with key stakeholders. That includes government at all levels. So looking at what are the national policies that shape libraries, and infrastructure, particularly connectivity. We really strongly believe that a public library needs to have broadband access in order for people to truly benefit from internet. So we look at, are there any policies in place that support universal service for libraries that couldn't afford it on their own? We look at, what are municipal governments able to contribute to their libraries? Our investment up front tends to be for the hardware, internet equipment, training, but a municipality really is responsible for the long-term support and for some of the components such as the building itself, turning on the lights, heat in cold climates, air conditioning in warm climates, the library staff, making sure that that person is has a paid position and is recognized for their skills, and then also looking at can municipalities afford connectivity ongoing, because we want to make sure that our effort is matched and then sustained over time. So we look at all the different factors that go into is there readiness, and then also really trying to make sure we're looking at a place that has need, where there may be a small effort to connect libraries, but with a foundation investment, we can really catalyze that and push it to a scale much faster than the country would do on their own.
What's happening in New Zealand at the moment is they've got the Aotearoa People's Network, which is sounds like it's trying to do...
The award-winning.
Yeah, now.
Yes, doing exactly that kind of... It's doing exactly
thing.
That kind of thing, and was thrilled to talk to the staff. They're enthusiastic, they're passionate about their work, they're thinking through all the issues. It was just a real treat to see them in action and to see them recognized for the work that they're doing.
I agree, and a lot of them were Christchurch City Libraries people, so they're my friends.
Oh, yeah.
Really, really exciting.
Yeah, no, it's a really good project, and I think that as it continues to roll out, obviously it's towards the beginning, but it's going to make a fundamental shift in libraries in New Zealand. I absolutely believe that, having seen the example in the US and then other countries. Yeah. It will change perceptions from people of what a library has to offer. It will change perceptions for the library staff about their value and their role in a community. And it will really call to attention with the general public the value and the benefit that libraries play. And so I think that New Zealand libraries right now have the real opportunity to take advantage of how that network is being placed and how that effort is sort of the tip of the arrow for library development. And I'm really excited about the opportunity that New Zealand libraries have right now because of that network going in.
Yeah, I'm glad you said about the training side of it, because so much of it is like, let's put the hardware there, let's put the technology there, and unless you've got people on the ground to actually explain how you do this, explain how you Skype, people don't know what they don't know, so you obviously put a big emphasis on information literacy and training. And
I think you really have to. I think that, you know, one of the questions that people ask, well, why does the foundation invest in libraries? And, you know, it's really because libraries change lives, and they do it because they have the librarian and the support of the librarian role. And having a person who can train people and really thinks about what is the content that this community needs, what's the format, what's the appropriate resources and peripherals that go with it, is such a key component. And that's really a piece that a lot of other public access programs miss, and which is why I think they can't be sustained, and why they just don't see the benefit to them. When you look at some of the data and the research that's being done in the U.S. about public libraries in the U.S., we see that the vast majority of users of public access computers in public libraries don't have access anyplace else. And when you don't have access anyplace else, that's also, you have a high correlation of just also needing the skills to really use the tools. And I think that that's increasingly important in cultures and countries where governments, businesses, schools are increasingly moving to having their resources available only online. And so if you're a person who doesn't have access outside your library, or doesn't have access at all, you become further and further disadvantaged. And I think that libraries with the core value of supporting access for all are really important in the discussion about information policy, and then in bridging and providing opportunity for all.
I think it's taken New Zealand a wee bit of a while to sort of get... The States is pretty much a lot of free internet access, but we've sort of just started bringing that in.
Mm-hmm.
So our library has had it for a month or so, 2 months, so it's quite new. So it is bringing up all the issues that you say about people coming in. Well, we've always had people coming in to use the library itself, but then there's a whole other bunch of people coming in now.
Yes, and you will see,
and it will get bigger.
From the experience from the US, you will see that your usage will dramatically increase. Mm. You'll have new users. You'll have people that are coming in who've never been into the library before and are suddenly thinking, wow, I can check out a book. Right, there's a story time. There's all these other resources. The data that we've seen in our country and in every country that we've worked with is that library staff say it's incredibly positive and I'm overworked, that they've got new responsibilities, they need to learn the computer so they can support them. There's a lot of stress around the additional work, but also the sense of pride that this is what libraries should be doing, and you know that I'm providing a benefit to my community, I think is invaluable, and I think helping the library community think through some of the challenges. What are the library policies you want to put in place to support access? What are the ways that you need to think about outreach so that you're making sure that you're reaching everybody? And how are you making sure that your skills are continually refreshed so that you're able to best support your users? Those are all really good conversations for your library community to be having, and I'm thrilled to be here at this conference and to see some of those discussions in person.
In terms of, like, when you have set up a project, what's the sort of follow-up sort of down the track?
So we'll set up a project, we'll be involved in a country anywhere between 3 and 5 years of the major initiative, and then we like to keep an ongoing relationship with our countries so that we can learn from them. Two of our earlier country grants to Mexico and Chile have really helped us think through some of the issues about sustainability and how to make sure that countries and municipalities up front know what the long-term costs of these efforts are and are able to plan for them or to think about ways to plan and budget for them. And I think we learn an awful lot from countries that are continually working. And we make sure that we're following up with them at conferences and writing joint papers on work. So I don't think that we're ever, we're all part of the small library community. Mm-hmm. And so it's nice to have friends that you can continue to learn from.
So you guys all sharing information on those sort of projects when other places are doing similar type projects?
We do, yeah. And I think now that we have enough examples of countries, we're really encouraging them to be active and to publish. At this year's IFLA conference, we had two grantee panels, one that was on impact assessment and one that was on advocacy. Those papers are available on the IFLA website. I think they're excellent examples of work that our grantees are doing. The impact assessment paper features a grantee in Romania and a grantee in Poland talking about how they're setting up their work to measure the value of libraries. And this is particularly something that we just see as increasingly important. Libraries have to show their value beyond statistics, beyond counts of number of people that come in the door, number of materials that circulate. They have to be able to link their work to what the priorities of local and state and national governments are. And the impact assessment work that these two organizations are doing, I think, really highlight a model for how to really build an evaluation component that is linked directly into priorities of government as a way of helping to make your advocacy argument, your long-term funding argument.
Would it sort of include stories, like down to a level of someone coming in and how their life has actually changed?
Through this, I've learned an awful lot about evaluation and the different types of evaluation and the different levels of evaluation. And we don't go through to proving causality, to be able to say, okay, this person came in and this, and then following it all the way through, but to show the link and to show how the activities that go on in a library and the interaction that people have is along that theory of change, so that you're getting people towards you're showing the steps, even if you can't, from a clinical researcher's point of view, you can't prove causality, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I know you've had a quick tour around some of our Christchurch City libraries. Can you give us a little impression of what you thought of the ones you saw?
Well, I had a great opportunity yesterday to see three of the public libraries. I went out to New Brighton, I went to Parkland, and I went...
Oh, was it Shirley?
Shirley, that's right. Yeah. I keep saying Sydney. First off, I got very distracted by the surf out at New Brighton.
We have had staff members in the past who used to surf in their lunch break.
I was pretty convinced I was going to leave my resume at the front desk. I really enjoyed it. I think all the libraries that I visited are wonderful reflections of the community, which I think is really... the hallmark of a good public library. You could see that they were actively used. They had spaces for people to engage both with the materials, with technology, with each other. They were bright and open and sunny and well-designed, and they had materials available for people of all ages. I loved it. I thought that they were, each one of them was different. Each one of them was clearly embedded in its community.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I think, yeah, they are. They do have their own sort of personality.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite...
They do. They are, yeah. Which I think, yeah, every it's library needs to do yeah. that. And if you're not doing that, then I question how much the library knows about the community. Mm. And if you're questioning that, then yikes.
One sort of quick last question. It's New Zealand Book Month here in October. Do you have any New Zealand books or writers that you've read or interested in? Or
I would love a recommendation.
Well, Janet Frame's probably one of our most famous.
Okay. What?
Famous people. She's done...
How do you spell her last name?
Frame, F-R-A-M-E, like a picture frame.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.